next item is CJH Ventures LLC, three lots at a 50-foot easement on Road 274.
Mr. Chairman, this is a request to subdivide 23 acres into three parcels and create a 50-foot easement to serve as access to those parcels. Parcel A would contain 9 acres, B, 2 acres. There's an existing dwelling on the proposed lot B. Parcel C would contain 12 acres. The 50-foot easement would be created over an existing drive. The request can be approved as submitted, where you could require an application for a major subdivision. If you do approve the request as submitted, you should stipulate any further subdivision would require a hearing. I provided each of you with a copy of a sketch drawing, and I just passed down a copy of the survey to Mr. Johnson that was submitted. That's all I have, unless you would have any questions.
Okay.
Is Mr. Ebb, is this part of an existing project, or is this separate land? Are these lands separate?
It's a separate parcel from Rehoboth Bay Moat Manufactured Home Park.
So it's not part of that. Okay.
Parcel 1.02 is called Port Delmarva. It's a campground. It's an easement across Port Delmarva, so. And off the original easement off of Rehoboth Bay Moat Home Park.
Right, and that easement exists there from the Delmarva, Port Delmarva. Is that correct?
Right.
Mr. Chairman, concerning CJH Ventures LLC, three lots and 50-foot easement on Road 274, my motion is for approval as submitted with the stipulation that any further subdivision of this property will require an application for a major subdivision.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve three lots and a 50-foot easement on Route 274 CJH Ventures LLC with the stipulation that any further subdivision of these lands shall be the subject of a public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.